Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I don't know if I can rank it. I always love going back. I think just getting to be on that field again is fun. Smelling the grass, you know, getting to say hi to a bunch of people who meant a lot to me while I was there, interacting with the fans, getting to see old teammates. I mean, the list goes on and on. I'm really excited to get back.
Have you warmed up the shoulder at all? Are you how's it feeling?
These days it stays warm because I have to try to keep up with my 18-year-old son. So he needs a throwing partner quite a bit. So thankfully, I'm not broken down too much.
Have you thought about who you're looking forward to facing the most, or what about it do you think is going to be the coolest part about facing some former players?
You know, to be honest, you know, anybody that they run out there from the Shea team is going to be incredible. I mean, you know, and I don't know if I've even seen the full list of guys that are coming, but I griped at Jay how Jose Reyes sitting on the city field team. He needs to be on our team, man. That made me upset. We need a good shortstop. But he's always fun to face, and somebody that was a teammate, of course, to me, you know, all those guys are going to be fun to face against. You know, I grew up watching those guys, so anybody's going to be fun.
What was the initial conversations like when this was all starting to like manifest? What was your initial reaction?
Oh man, you had me at game, right? Like I'm competitive by nature anyway. So I just, you know, a chance to get back to New York and play and pitch on the field that I got to win a Cy Young Award on. I mean, the last time I pitched there was, you know, actually my very last major league game ever. It was very poetic, you know, when I was with the Atlanta Braves and I was coming through in 17, and you know, I didn't take my next start just because I wanted my very last start to be in Citi Field. And it was really cool. So since 17 is the last time I've been on that mound, it'll be really, really fun.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, because I did want to circle back a little bit to just your memories of Citi Field. I would imagine the Cy Young year it's filled with memories. We've relived them when we do our Mets history segment on our pregame show. But what stands out the most? Is there an individual moment in that season that means a lot,
or just yeah,
the collective year?
You know, I think like on field stuff, you know, it all kind of runs together for me. It was just such a special year, and you know, physically, like performance wise on the field, like if you're asking me what was my favorite like on field moment, I mean, probably either my 20th win day at Citi Field, or the one hitter against Baltimore at Citi Field. Like some of those are great, but it's not, to be honest, like I love that and I remember that, but it's just the people.
Yeah.
It's the people I got to spend time with. It's the, you know, video coordinators at Citi Field that I, you know, interacted with when I was trying to unpack, you know, how to pitch guys. It's, you know, it's the grounds crew guys that are getting the mound ready, and I'm getting to tell them like, man, could you make it a little softer today? Cause you know, those things to me were the most. Dan Worthen in the bullpen in between outings, like really doing our work together away from everybody, nobody in the stands. You know, it's 2:30 in the afternoon. We got a 7 o'clock game, and it's just, you know, me and Dave Racanello and Dan Worthen down there just trying to figure it all out. Like those are the type of things for me that make sports so incredible. It's just the relationships, and I have so many great ones. Jay Horowitz grabbing me after a game for an interview, like the clubhouse managers, the kitchen, like all those guys. I mean, it's just, yes, I love being on the field, and yes, of course you have to perform, but it's just all those people that I got to be a part of their lives. They got to be a part of mine that I really think about the most.
All right, appreciate your time. See you next
yeah.
time, a couple weeks at Citi.
You bet.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.